What federal and city employees besides firemen and policemen have to work in those bad neighborhoods we talked about?
Are they firemen and policemen? I don't know, social workers or something?
Anybody else you think?
More. Well, I'm sure some, health, the health department.
What are these, a large food store and shopping center called?
A supermarket, you think?
Any other term you might call it besides supermarket?
What I would call it, a grocery store. I would never.
Large one is a grocery store?
Yeah.
What about small neighborhood store?
What do you call it? They're called convenience centers or,
Neighborhood?
7-Eleven.
Okay.
Quick, fat, whatever.
Okay. Is there a difference between one of those places that stays open as long hours and one that just opens in a small neighborhood or something?
Yes, probably. Those that open all the time are like things, places that'll charge you so much for so little.
Is there a difference in the name you call that? You call that convenience store?
Yeah.
What would you call a little neighborhood maybe that caters to the kids?
A little grocery store.
Okay. Is there a store that you might use when you're shopping for some kind of special foods like cooked meats or?
A farmer's market or something?
Well, I was thinking cooked meats or vegetables or salads or prepared foods of some kind.
Produce? Like supermarket, like the grocery store.
I'm thinking about specialty items. Maybe if you were Jewish, you would want kosher.
Oh, a delicatessen?
Delicatessen. What kinds of things do some people have in the kitchen to heat food?
Heat food.
Besides a stove? When you don't want to bother with a stove or an oven, what kinds of things in your kitchen might you have?
We have toaster, popcorn poppers, that's what we use in our room. Toaster.
Heat food.
Little oven, one of those little ovens.
What do you call those?
Microwave.
Microwave.
You can microwave also a little oven.
Anything else?
Toaster, that's what we call them.
What do you call those coin operated things in neighborhoods where you wash clothes and things?
Where you wash clothes?
Yeah.
The place, the whole place is a laundromat. I mean, washing machine.
All right.
Dryers.
Let's go, yeah, laundromat, okay. What is the thing that you have to put clothes in that are dirty before you put them in the washing machine? There's a receptacle with a lid on it usually.
Now, what is this, now, say again?
A receptacle with a lid on it that you put dirty clothes before you take them to the, washer?
Oh, dirty clothes hamper or something.
Okay, clothes hamper, don't you?
Yeah.
What about the thing that you run around the house that's, turn on and it sucks up dirt in the carpet? What do you call that?
Vacuum cleaner?
Okay. And the container inside there that has all the dirt and dust, what's that?
The bag.
Okay. What about a thing that you might put water in or something to, when you were mopping the floor or something in the house?
A bucket.
A bucket. What about if it were plastic?
A bucket. In a pail.
Metal, a pail, what would it be?
Pail would be a metal and a bucket would probably be, a bucket could be either one, but pail would have to be metal.
Pail has to be metal, the bucket be metal. Have you seen those people, those machines some people have at home to reduce the size of their garbage?
Oh, a trash compactor.
Okay.
Yeah, we have one.
What do you call a container for trash and et cetera?
Container, get the dumpster.
All right. What about something smaller?
A garbage can?
All right. How big is a garbage can?
Garbage can is, well.
Is there something between a garbage can and a dipsy dumpster?
Oh, definitely.
What would you call those?
Well, dipsy dumpster for public use is huge.
That's for public use?
Yeah, and the humongous thing comes, you dip it and you dump it into it. Where,
Is that what you call those things behind stores then?
Yeah.
Dipsy dumpster?
Mm-hmm.
What about between that and a garbage can size?